21st of April, we were discharged. I got home Friday night, maybe 8 or 9 o'clock. The next morning, I got up, and my mother had my suit all pressed and everything, and I put on my civilian clothes, and I went across the street where we used to hang out, and I met everybody, and those who wanted to know why I had my uniform off so quick, and who come along with a couple of men out of my company who lived in Binghamton, New York. They came to bid me a last goodbye, to my amazement and surprise. They were in uniform.
What do you remember of the war over in France? What do you remember?
Is the war in France was tragic, and there was the... We landed over in Brest, and you go up. Brest is a big cliff, and you go up that cliff. On the side of it, there's a road hewed in it, and you went up that cliff. The ocean stands out on one side, and the cliff is on the other. We went up in there, and we hit the flatland there, and we pitched our pup tents. I don't think we were there 15, 20 minutes when finally somebody come running looking for the first sergeant. That was me. And told me a man has shot himself. So I down to the pup tent, and whether the man accidentally, purposely, I never knew, and I never accused him. He was in this little pup tent with two men, slept. Each man had a half, they called a shelter half, you know. And they used the rifle in the back as the pole, and in the front they used the pole. And his rifle, now no rifle was supposed to be loaded. And they claimed that he laid down and he laid the rifle alongside him and his toe got into the trigger and the bullet come under his chin and up through his head and out through the back. We weren't in France a day yet. No, that was only hours we were in France. So that began our... in France. So we were then sent along the shore. This is all hiking, you know. Well, they didn't take you in any trucks or anything. You hike to a place called Saint-Nazaire. And we stayed there for at least a week or 10 days. And a couple of food ships had been sunken by the Germans. But one ship got through, and it was loaded with salmon for the week that we were there. We had salmon for breakfast, salmon for dinner, salmon for supper. We had fried salmon, baked salmon, boiled salmon. We had salmon, and everything was salmon. That's all we had. We didn't have much coffee. Yeah, now and then we'd get some coffee for the week and so on. So finally, we were sent inland then. And we had a various thing. We come once and there's a big long shack. And we just paraded into that shack. No one was told what about that shack, but to the shack we went. And it was the gas tank, it was gas, and we had to get that gas mask on. I don't think we had over an hour's training with the gas mask, and we got the gas mask on, all right. And when we came out, we were handed a helmet. We put the helmet on, and someone hit us with a pick handle on the head. And if you was knocked out, then that helmet didn't fit. Otherwise, the helmet fit. That was the only way. They didn't try them on or anything like that. They bang you on the head. From there, we went up to San Mihiel. We were the cleanup troops in San Mihiel. When an army goes through anything, they stop for nothing. Doesn't make any difference what happened. If your brother is alongside you and he gets shot, you keep right on going. And nobody stops for anybody. That's it. Well, when they made my outfit from an infantry outfit into a pioneer infantry, we didn't know what that meant, but we took it as it was. Pioneer means forefront. Infantry is infantry. And we were led to believe that we were going to be the front troops. And back, instead, we were in the back troops. That didn't keep us out of danger, but it was something different anyway. And we had a bury of men or something, and the artillery in then was pulled by horses. And if a shell landed, it killed maybe four horses and four men, and sometimes you didn't know which was which. You gathered up the men and buried them there. You took, every man had a dog tag, as we called it, around his neck. It was two aluminum discs about the size of a half a dollar or silver dollar or something, with his name, his serial number on, and his organization. So we took them off them. We kept one, and we stick his rifle in the ground alongside of his grave with the bayonet on, leave it there, and we'd leave the other tag on that, and then record about where we thought it was, see? And we have this other tag, and we turn that tag in. Then there was a bombing crews that came up behind us, see? And they just push the dirt away, and they'd take the corpse out and then bomb it and fix it up, see? So that was that. Our big deal was the horses. Now, you go to bury a horse, it takes a big hole, see? And you got at least four horses to an artillery piece. And maybe you go along and maybe three, four, five artillery pieces. Maybe they had a direct hit on one and they discovered it and they poured the four or five more shells in there and catch some more, see? So that was the kind of campaigning we had to do. San Mihail, and then we went over to Verdun, and much the same. So from Verdun, one day we got orders to be ready to move out at 5 or 6 o'clock. And right where we assembled to move out was a railroad track there, and I remember meeting the fella. He had a campaign hat on, where all the other men had overseas caps. And I thought this fellow was a Marine, and I said, "Are you Marines up here?" He said, "I don't belong to the Marines." I said, "You don't? What do you belong to?" He says, "I'm a sailor." I said, "What on earth is a sailor doing up here in Verdun?" He says, "I'm on the artillery, railroad artillery." They had big guns exactly the same as they had big guns on a ship. And they had this track, I don't know, maybe 15, 18 miles long, straight, right through. If anything was in the way, they just knocked it out. And they'd come up to the end of it, which was closest to the front, and they'd let go with these big naval guns into Verdun, into, you know, where the enemy was. And then they'd highball the engineer, and he'd come. It didn't make any difference what was in the way. He went as fast as he could go, get out of the way. Well, we were there, and we were assembled there, and the army is famous for hurry up and wait. After you hurry up, then you gotta wait. So we must have had to wait a couple of hours. And finally orders came, and we marched out of there, and we marched out to a place called Avocourt in the Argonne. That was in September. I think the date was September 26th. I'm quite sure it was, but I could be a couple of days out of the way. That was the opening of the Meuse-Argonne battle. Well, we were support troops there. Now, these other jobs we had in Saint-Mihiel in Verdun, we weren't even I don't know what, we didn't get any credit, so to speak, for them. But on the Meuse Orgon, we got credit